Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Brody, it's all yours.
Well, we got an email suggestion from Lucy. Lucy's a single mom of a five-year-old daughter, and she hired entertainment for her daughter's birthday party. But her dad, Grandpa, he's paying for it. So she wanted the entertainment for the party to call him to go over what he'll be doing at the party. I am the entertainer, the Magnificent Murray.
Oh, so we're revisiting the Magnificent Murray.
Somebody requested it. It worked out. Here it is.
I love the Magnificent Murray. You will, too, in today's Dave Brody phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for James.
This is James.
Hi, James. My name is the Magnificent Murray. Did your daughter tell you I was calling?
Yes, Murray, she did. I'm supposed to go over the magic show with you here.
Right. Listen, I have a bunch of things that work really well at these kind of parties, and you can pick and choose. I'll give you a bunch to choose from, and you just tell me yes or no. So the first trick, the kids absolutely love this. It's called Fan of Magic, okay? I have a magic wand, and I have a little circulating fan. And as the fan is spinning, I tell the kids, now, Fan of Magic. And then what I do is I try to stop the blade of the fan with my tongue, but I make it appear like it cut my tongue off, right? So then the blood is squirting, but I don't. I give the kids a poncho, and the piece of my tongue appears to fly off into where the kids are sitting.
These are five-year-old kids.
Yeah, they love that. Kids love that. So what happens is the tongue flies off, right? And I say, whoever finds the tongue gets a prize. And then they all go looking for the piece of tongue, and whoever finds it, I give them like a special treat. What do you think?
You can't do that. That one's too. That's a little too much.
All right. Well, don't say no to blood so quick, because I have another bit here I think you're going to love. It's called Cock and Bag.
No.
I take a rooster, and I put it in a bag, and I tie the top of the bag up. And I take out a little toy axe, right? And I cut my cock in half. And then his feathers flying everywhere. I can get rid of the blood, but
that's completely unacceptable. This is completely unacceptable. You do this for kids? Have you ever done this show before for five-year-old kids?
Kids love Cock and Bag. I usually finish with that.
This is five-year-old girls.
They think that the rooster is dead, right? And then I say,
No rooster. This is please.
And I say, do you guys want to see the cock again? Because they all want it to come back to life. They go, oh! And I everybody go,
we want
the cock.
No.
What? What's wrong with that?
Are you kidding me? Are you ridiculous?
No, that's...
You're five-year-old kids. I want my refund.
Look, I'll give you four tricks for the price of three.
You're giving me irritable bowel syndrome. You're not coming here with any chickens and any bloody animals. I want a refund of the money, and I'm going to get a real magician to come here.
Okay, I'm a real magician, sir. I'm the Magnificent Murray.
No, where's your magic? You have no rings. You've got no balloons. You've got no hats. You've got nothing.
I guess your panties is out, where I get all the girls to, like, five volunteers, and I tell them what color their panties
are. Do you have a license?
I'm Magnificent Murray. I've been doing this for 25 years.
I've got a medical condition, and you're stressing me out, and I want my refund. We're not doing none of that stuff.
Seriously?
No, I'm serious.
All right.
That's not happening at my granddaughter's party.
Let me come there. I'll do Cock and Bag, and you'll see.
No. You're not doing any balls around my granddaughter. I want my refund.
It's Cock and Bag, sir. Big difference. This is a rooster in a black velvet bag. That's all it is. Help? Lucy?
Hi.
Yeah.
You're so gullible.
All right, he's probably going to be calling you any second.
Let me know. Okay. Yeah.
All right, can you conference me in?
Yeah, hang on a second.
Unbelievable. That guy is not coming to your party. That guy is not coming to see Angelina. He's not coming at all. I don't know where the you got this guy, but he's crazy.
Wait, Dad, what? Oh, the magician? Did you call him?
Yeah, he's got tricks, like where he beats up a chicken, and he's got a thing where he cuts off his tongue. He's got no tricks. He's got no
Dad, roots. Stop it.
He's got
you're
no
kidding.
Hat. He's got no bunnies. He's got nothing.
Dad, I think you're overreacting. He sounds totally...
I'm not overreacting. Like half of his tricks, I've got blood squirting out of him, and the kid's running around trying to find his tongue.
Dad, don't be so old school. This is like, you know, kid parties are different than they were when I was a kid. I know that.
No, they don't play with tongues. Lucy, come on, seriously. You didn't hear this guy.
I found him on Craigslist. He seemed legitimate. There were some good reviews that were he posted on there. And I think you're overreacting. It's fine.
He had this thing about panties. He had something. I don't even know what it was. All I heard was panties.
Dad, I promised Angelina a magician. We have 2 days.
He has a trick with the fan where he cuts off his tongue and it goes flying around and the kids go try and find the tongue. There's no reward for the trick. There's no big surprise. The kids are running around trying to find his tongue.
Oh, Dad, you know
how
annoying
I understood.
Are.
He had another one called Cock in a Bag. And he takes a rooster or a chicken, and he puts it in a bag, and then he hits it with a hatchet.
that. I'm sure it's fake. Come on. These kids see all this silly stuff.
That's not for Angelina. That's not for Angelina. Come on, Lucy. What are you talking about?
Angelina's going to love it. Her friends are coming.
Lucy,
it's in 2
please,
days. There's
please,
no
please,
other
please.
Opportunity.
Lucy, we can't have some guy coming to the party wanting to find out what the kids are wearing for underwear.
James?
Who's?
It's the Magnificent Murray again. I magically broke into the phone line. James, this is Dave Brody from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. You're being phone tapped by your daughter.
I love you, Dad.
It's just a radio prank,
no,
sir.
No, you are kidding.
Sorry, sir.
You're kidding me.
No, there's no cutting off tongues.
No, I would never do this.
Back. I was like, this has got to be some joke.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
I would love the Magnificent Murray at my next party.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.